7:18 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line our good friend Brayton Bucek, formerly the Vice President of Legal Affairs at the Beacon Center for about 6 years, and for about a year and a half now, the Director of Litigation at the Southeastern Legal Foundation. Good morning, Brayton. How you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be back on, Michael.
Now, we have some news that broke earlier this week. In the state of Tennessee, the only state in the union where the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, selects the Attorney General, we did a lot of reporting about this, and I think we helped encourage the Supreme Court to be more transparent about the candidates and the process. They announced earlier this week that the new Attorney General, who will start an 8-year term, was one of the 6 candidates who went before them in public hearings. His name is Jonathan Scarametti. He looks pretty strong to me as a conservative. What are your thoughts about the selection of Jonathan Scarametti as a new Attorney General for the state of Tennessee?
I don't think the Tennessee Supreme Court could have selected a better lawyer anywhere in the country. I've known Jonathan Scarametti for a long time, and Tennesseans are going to be very happy. This is a man who has impeccable credentials and is deeply devoted to the Constitution and protecting the rights of ordinary Tennesseans.
He's a Harvard Law School graduate, smart guy, and he's worked within the Attorney General's office. He's also been chief legal counsel to Governor Bill Lee, but he's got a strong reputation. He's been in the Federalist Society, right? The conservative constitutionalist group of lawyers. I think you're a member of that group also, aren't you?
I am, actually. I was visiting their headquarters just this week. But Jonathan is has been a very active figure in Federalist Society circles for a long time. He's actually on an executive committee on administrative law, which is one topic area I think you can expect to see him heavily involved with Tennessee Attorney General's office. So Jonathan's been around for a long time. He's a known quantity, and he's a very strong commitment to the Constitution.
Yeah, we did our own analysis of the 6 candidates, and I think they're all qualified. But in our view, Jonathan was by far the strongest conservative constitutionalist in that list. And I think that the Tennessee Supreme Court made an excellent choice, even though I've been a critic of our peculiar process here of selecting. I mean, you laugh at this, right? When you go to somebody who doesn't live in Tennessee, and or even people in Tennessee, and you say, "How do you pick your attorney general?" And when you say, "Well, according to our Constitution, the Supreme Court picks them," they look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, it is an unusual process, but in this case, I think Tennesseans are exceptionally well served by it. I mean, Jonathan's not just the strongest conservative on any particular list. Jonathan's the strongest conservative on any list. And he's also, and you can't overstate this, a highly effective person, lawyer, and litigator. So I don't think you're going to see Jonathan out there, you know, doing a whole bunch of bomb-throwing press conferences. But I think that if you give him enough time, you're going to see that he plays the long game, and you're going to see a string of really major victories that he's produced.
Let's talk about this a little bit, about the role, Brayton, of the Attorney General in a state. Increasingly now, we see a highly politicized Department of Justice. I mean, the Attorney General of the United States is clearly, Merrick Garland, nothing but a partisan political hack. It seems to me now, the duties of the Attorney General in a red state are even greater than they've ever been before. And these attorneys general, including now, starting September 1st, Jonathan Scarametti, are going to be really required to push back against the ever politicized, increased usurpations of states' rights by the Department of Justice at the federal level. Your thoughts on that?
I think that this is going to be a huge point of emphasis for the Tennessee Attorney General's office. Obviously, the federal government has ambitions about its size and scope and involvement in the lives of everyday Americans that we had not seen in a long time. And I think the Attorney General's office, and in particular Tennessee, has a real role to play in protecting Tennesseans and giving them the right to set their own constitutional prerogatives. I think based on Jonathan's involvement in administrative law in the past, I think you're going to see heavy, heavy pushback on Washington, D.C., and asserting the rights of Tennesseans to set their own constitutional boundaries. That's just one of two points of emphasis I would expect to see in Jonathan's practice.
What would be the other point of emphasis?
Well, it came up at his hearing, but he was asked a lot of questions about the role of the Tennessee Attorney General in reining in big tech. And Jonathan's definitely not an anti-business or anti-free market guy, but I think that he emphasized that there's a real need for the Tennessee Attorney General to make sure that those companies are held accountable to the same degree that, you know, an auto dealership in Collierville would be held accountable. So there's a lot of tools in the toolbox for the Tennessee Attorney General to ensure that kind of accountability. And, of course, the legislature can always give the Tennessee Attorney General more tools to put in the toolbox. And I hope to see a more collaboration between the respective branches of government now that we've got a really solid conservative attorney general.
Well, and it's interesting. I think he has a unique opportunity here because, you know, historically, Herb Slattery was had worked for that former Governor Haslam, and he ran that office. I mean, he's a fine attorney. But he really didn't seem to be all that plugged into what the Tennessee General Assembly wanted in many instances. I get a feeling here that Jonathan Skrmetti kind of touches all bases in the sense that Governor Lee, he worked for Governor Lee. Governor Lee was very pleased with this appointment, as was I. It was one of the unusual times where Governor Lee and I are in agreement. But then also the members of the Tennessee General Assembly. Highly praising Skrmetti.
I think you're exactly over the mark. Obviously, he was the governor's attorney for a moment there. But prior to that, he was a deputy attorney general at the AG's office. And one of the responsibilities of the DAG is to liaison between the AG's office and the legislators. So Jonathan's got an exceptionally good relationship. He is a very polite and harmonious guy. And sometimes that gives off the misperception that he's a pushover, and I can assure you that he is anything but. Jonathan is a consummate gentleman, but he is not weak. I think he's going to be.
It's very interesting the way you put that. He's a polite and harmonious guy, but a strong conservative. I think that's actually those are the perfect set of qualities for an effective attorney general.
Absolutely. When I think cheerful warrior, I think Jonathan.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Now, what do you think? Now, I think you've said that he's going to not necessarily start out guns a-blazing, but he will build. What do you think will be like the first thing that he'll do?
Yeah, I think he will immediately start looking at some of this, these huge executive actions and administrative actions coming out of Washington, D.C., and start to push back on it. I know he was heavily involved in the Title IX litigation, which had to do with the the effort to redefine gender to include sexual identity. That already has produced a win in the Eastern District of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Just recently.
He
was involved in that when he was deputy attorney general.
That's correct. Right. And I think that just gives you a sense as to what he's got in his head and what's possible when you've got a deeply committed attorney general. He's well plugged in with. Go ahead.
I also have a sense that he's a kind of guy who wants to build consensus with Absolutely. Members of the Tennessee General Assembly, something that we didn't really see quite as much with Attorney General Slattery.
1 minute.
Yeah, I know that he wants to collaborate with the legislatures. As I said earlier, like Jonathan is a get-along, build-consensus kind of guy. And I do think that it's going to be really optimal that there's going to be synergy between the executive branch, the legislative branch, and now the Tennessee Attorney General. I think Tennessee is going to be really well set.
So we all might be working together to advance the rights of the citizens of the state as well as the rights of the states vis-a-vis the usurpations of the federal government. Wow, that would be fantastic, Braden. And I think that's likely to be the direction Jonathan Skrmetti is going to head. Braden, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure.